Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
New England Nightly News.
Okie dokie. So, for the Nightly News tonight, I want to take it to a scene that we probably all saw in the news over the weekend, which was down right in the South End at the corner of Tremont Street and Mass Ave, where a police car was lit on fire thanks to some fireworks and what sounded like a big group of hoodlums, if we have the news clip here, Joe.
Here at the intersection of Mass Ave and Tremont Street, police have confirmed with us that right here behind me, a Boston police cruiser went up in flames early this morning, and they say this was an intentional attack by a large group of people. Now, the video that you're seeing right now was sent in from a viewer who witnessed all of this chaos, showing fireworks being thrown at a cop car. Police say just after 2 a.m. today, they responded to a large-scale vehicle takeover here at the intersection. There was a crowd of more than 100 people who began attacking marked Boston police cruisers, but one of them was destroyed after a fire engulfed the vehicle from fireworks that ignited the cruiser. And here you can see some close-up shots of the damage to the police cruiser, the inside of the vehicle completely gutted, the front windshield cracked, and the rear window shattered. Police say two Rhode Island residents, Julian Bowers, 18, and William Cantwell, 19, were both taken into custody this morning. The two will both face multiple charges and will be arraigned in Roxbury District Court.
Okay, so if you missed it and you didn't see, it was quite a scene. It was very late at night down there in the Back Bay South End area, Tremont and Mass Ave, very big, very sort of, you know, busy intersection. And you probably saw the video of the cop car. It was one of those SUVs, those Boston police SUVs, up in flames, like an $80,000 car probably, just burning in the night. And you heard the story there, and there's a big part of it that I feel like anybody who's even just paid a little bit of attention to this story has had the same reaction, which is, wait a minute, there was a mob of 100 people. They burned a set of police car on fire, and only two people got arrested? Only two kids got arrested? And if you saw these kids, they're kids. I mean, they're, you know, teenagers. Not saying they should, you know, get a slap on the wrist here. Those kids are getting in trouble, boy. But I was surprised that the way the story was being framed made it seem like there was this big mob of people. And that's a part of Boston where if you get, you know, you get the call, you can have a lot of cops down in that area very quickly. And I think that that's what ended up happening. I mean, a lot of people responded to it and a lot of cops responded. And I thought, this is interesting. So I reached out to some of my friends on the force, and I was surprised to hear that maybe this isn't all getting reported exactly right. And I'm not saying that I'm guaranteeing what I heard here is exactly the truth. But the gist of what I heard is that these are the same crew. It's the same crowd, the revelers, as they're called, who go out on Sunday. Sometimes they're out there on the dirt bike. Sometimes they're out there, you know, just causing trouble. And listen, I mean, I don't think what they're doing was good. And obviously, if you shoot a firecracker at a cop car, it's pretty aggressive. There was another kid out there with like a construction pole breaking the windows. Like, that's pretty aggressive. You're going to get in a lot of trouble with doing that. But, you know, this is when it was sort of presented as this big angry mob, I was told actually now it was just the two and there wasn't really some big group when everybody showed up. And the idea maybe is that these kids who clearly are not, you know, they're committing a crime, but they shot a firecracker at a police car, which is a very stupid thing to do, but I don't think intended to blow the thing up the way it did. It sounds like, again, I'm not getting the full story, but it sounds like maybe they shot it at the car and it got stuck in the front and then overheated and then it caught on fire and it was not necessarily what the intention of the kids were. And if you look at these two kids, they're 18 years old. I mean, these are young kids. And they were from Rhode Island, too. Both kids were from Rhode Island. I guess this is like sort of a weekly thing. Not that they burn up police cars, but it's like a weekly thing on weekends that these kids, the revelers, all come out and do something. And sometimes it's, no big deal. Sometimes it's a big deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've always thought, and like, I think these are some of the same crowd that's out there on the dirt bike. You know, you saw that when they took over 93 that one time and they're all out there on the bikes. And that's dangerous, obviously. And I don't think that that's okay. But there's worse things that you can do. You know, like, it's not exactly the crime of the century. This came close to being that. You shoot a firecracker at a police car and it sets the car on fire with a cop in it. I mean, that takes it to another level. But based off of what I'm hearing, and again, it's just what I'm hearing, it sounds like maybe this wasn't exactly like Antifa swarming down on a bunch of cops, you know, like that. And I think that's sort of the direction that some of the reporting's going with it. Like, there was this big mob of people trying to attack a cop or do this to a cop or whatever, and it seems like maybe that's not exactly the case. That's all. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I don't want to make it seem like I know certain things or have certain information or whatever. I'm just going by sort of what the gist is from the people that I know involved in that. Either way, if you are an 18 or a 19-year-old young man or young woman and you happen to be listening to the show right now, let me just give you a little piece of advice as someone who's had my run-ins with law enforcement over the years. Fireworks, if you're going to shoot off fireworks in Boston, you can't do it on Mass Ave and Tremont Street, man. You are going to be seen. There are cameras down there. People live down there. They are going to see you. They are going to know it's you. You are not going to get away with that down there, especially if there's only two of you, okay? They're going to figure it out. If it was a big crowd and they were all doing it and they all ran off in different directions, then yeah, maybe it would be a little harder to track down the people doing that. There's two of you shooting firecrackers, and not to mention the fact they're shooting them in the direction of law enforcement. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm very out of touch with what the youth are into these days. Joe, maybe you could tell me a little bit more about this.
I am as far away from that as you are.
Really? You're not one of the revelers?
No. At 2 a.m. when I was 18 or 19, I wasn't going, you know what would be smart? Going to a crowded intersection and shooting off some fireworks at law enforcement.
Like, I may have shot off fireworks when I was 18 or 19.
I was about to say, are you talking from experience with law enforcement, with fireworks?
I've definitely never shot one in the direct. Like, that's... What do you think? They're not going to see where the firework came from? It leaves a streak from where you are to where
it
goes.
They're like, hey, cop, look over there. Beep, 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 beep.
It's like you follow the yellow brick road of smoke right back to where the thing got shot off from, and there you are. You're probably going to figure out it was you there, genius. Yeah, pretty stupid, and those kids are going to get in a lot of trouble, and they deserve to get in a lot of trouble.
They learned nothing from Jason Pierre-Paul or Najee Harris.
But, I mean, just in terms of, like, I know the people who have and the – you know, worked in like the gang unit down in the Boston Police Department. And they're like, yeah, this really, compared to that, wasn't much of a big deal at all. You know, there's more important and more dangerous things going on in the city like that. Despite the fact that, you know, as people often say Boston is a very safe city, but every once in a while stuff like this goes down. And this one was in particular. Just the images of the car on fire right in the middle of that intersection, that very well-known and like very busy intersection, even at 2 a.m. And there's a car, just a cop car up in flames. I mean, it looked like a Batman movie, you know? It looked like Dark Knight Rises or something. And it was pretty bad. But just the only thing I'm saying is that I've heard from some people who would know is that maybe it wasn't quite as bad as it's being made out to believe. And obviously, the officer, I believe, is okay. And those two kids are going to get justice, what's coming to them. And I think all is going to be handled correctly here. But, yeah, my advice to those of you out there, you youngsters out there looking for something fun to do on a Sunday, maybe keep the fireworks at home. And if you got to shoot off fireworks, don't do it on Mass Ave and Tremont Street. And don't point them at a police car. And if you just follow those simple rules, you can maybe not get banned from the city of Boston like those two kids from Rhode Island did. And there we go. That is your New England Nightly News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.